to the Metal Meltdown. I am El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the CJSF app for Android and iOS. And you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/content/metal-meltdown. We just listened to our guests tonight, Cabra Can from Calgary in Canada and also in Toluca, Mexico. We listened to the song Malitzin from their 2023 album Aztlan. And yeah, thanks again to Marco from chatting with us. And yeah, Malitzin is an interesting character. Suppose she was kind of an interpreter for the Spanish, specifically for Hernán Cortés. And yeah, many people consider her like a traitor for having worked with the enemy back in the day, a few hundred years ago. But, you know, there's other theories, ways of thinking that, you know, she was whatever bringing, yeah, just helping. Anyway, just interesting how there's many points of view about her. Before that, we listened to Display of Decay from Edmonton, Canada. We listened to the song Condemned to Ash, which is part of their 2018 album Art in Mutilation. And we started the set with our guest tonight, Cabra Can, and a traditional Mexican song titled Llorona. Something like, I mean, llorar is cry to cry, but Llorona, it's also based on a Mexican legend about a woman that loses her children, or, you know, her children died, and she kind of, you know, goes at night wailing and crying about her kids, and this happens even after she passes away, so there you go, another beautiful Mexican legend. So yeah, we listened to Llorona, and this is from their 2014 EP Songs from Anahuac. And yeah, we're almost at the end of the show here, so let's try to push in as much metal music as we can here at the Metal Meltdown.
Yeah.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is the Metal Meltdown. I am El Doctor Misterio. And I want to remind you that you can listen to us at cjsf.ca online or through the CJSF app that you can find for Android and iOS for your smartphones. And also you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Lesbian Beth Death. They are from the United Kingdom. And we listened to their brand new single, Roadkill, which is part of an upcoming album in the next couple of months titled Midnight Lust. Before that, we listened to League of Distortion. They are from Germany. And we listened to the song Wolf or Lamb, which is part of their 2022 album, League of Distortion, self-titled. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Cabra Khan, again, from, they are kind of in the middle of, being torn in two places, so Calgary in Canada and Toluca in Mexico. And we listened to the song Fuego, Fire, from their 2023 album, Aztlan. Yes, and as mentioned before, I guess in the interview, yeah, they mix a lot of ancient Mexican, you know, tribe knowledge, legends, traditions. So Aztlan is the original, I guess, settlement place for the Aztecs, and you know, Azteca in Nahuatl means, you know, people from Aztlan, so that's where the word comes from. And then after being in Aztlan, they moved to, you know, Tenochtitlan, which is now Mexico City. Also, you know, before the interview, we listened to a song called Mictlan, which is the underworld for in Aztec mythology. Yeah, when you died, you go to Mictlan, and you had to go through 9 levels in order to be, you know, free, in order to finish your journey in the afterlife. So great, great concepts that Cabra Khan puts together in their songs. All right, we're getting closer to the end, but let's give you what's happening on the next couple of weeks in terms of concerts. This Wednesday, so the day after tomorrow, Wednesday 31st, we have Escuela Grind, Take Offense, Bonginator, Gisei, and Ape War at the Cobalt. This is at 7 o'clock on February 3rd. If you're a fan of Pink Floyd, you can listen to the Crazy Diamonds at the Rio Theater. Highly recommended. Great band. Then on, if you like the Grateful Dead, you can watch GDBC at the Rickshaw on February 3rd. Then on February 9th at the Rickshaw, you can see Moss Generator, Empress, and Space Queen. It's happening on February 9th. Then on February 10th, there's a Emo Night at the Rickshaw. Then on the 17th, we have the Coughing Cats, Hans Gruber, and the Die Hards. And the Fomites, they are all playing at the Rickshaw. Then on the 20th, which is a Tuesday, we have Vader, Origin, In Human Condition, and Bayonet Dismemberment, also playing at the Rickshaw. If you like a little bit of ska and surf, Los Furios are playing on the Rickshaw at the February 18th. Los Furios, Kawama, Dragstrip Devils, and Burlesque from Melody Mangler and Just Insane. Then on February 23rd, La Chinga, Rebel Priest, Cache Creek, and Tough Dust is at the Wise Hall on February 23rd. Then on February 24th, we have the Wacken Metal Battle Canada. This is happening at the rickshaw as well, I believe. Then on February 25th at the rickshaw we have Caligula's Horse. And then yes, so that's enough for you to get around. So hope you can make it to any of these shows. They all sound amazing. I want to thank you very, very much for listening to the Metal Meltdown tonight. Remember, this show is for you. It's made for you. Thinking about you. So thank you very, very much for being part of it all the time, every week. I will see you next week. Try to stay dry. It's raining a little bit or a lot these days. And El Doctor Mysterio wishes you good night and good luck. ¡Joder! ¡A todos! ¡Nadie dice nada! ¡El miedo es tu señor! ¡Habla de lutar! ¡No siempre! ¡Pasa temporadas y todo sigue igual! ¡Vivir sonriendo! ¡Para los mundos y puedes morir dormido! ¡Los medios sobre el enemigo! ¡Gritar! ¡Era algo! ¡Pierdete a favor de nuestro! ¡Engañar! ¡De nuevo! ¡Y todo por un fraude!
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
You're listening to